Namaste, dear listener, and how are you today? I ask because I care. Life is better when you know that somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to help you on that journey we call life. So let's get started. Acceptance of yourself and who you are helps you to change destructive behaviors. Worry, regret, and fear are life drainers. I've spent so much time sucked into that way of thinking. Oh, I hate it. Trying to please other people who don't deserve it and are being angry and bitter with life and people. Oh, are holding yourself in victim mentality. It's such self-sabotage. Thank God I finally realized that life I visioned could start right now. And boom, it bloomed, as it will for you. Look, it's not easy to change your cancerous way of thinking. Whoa, especially trying to please other people. Embrace the life experiences that have made you the person you are today. It's impossible to not fulfill destiny, because destiny is what it is, your destiny. Though it's very possible to have an inaccurate perception of what your destiny is. Does that make sense? Humans have a remarkable ability to know and to not know at the same time. Hating yourself and forgiving yourself implies there are two of you, a good person and a bad person, the yin and the yang. What is the bad part of you trying to accomplish with those bad habits? What is the good part of you trying to accomplish with those good habits? Now get out a pen and paper and make a list of both. You'll see what you need to work on, and you'll see which ones you just need to toss out with the trash. Self-loathing often comes from trauma that we cling to. Too many use that victimhood as a crutch. It's like the first thing that comes out of their mouth in a conversation. It's like it gives them special powers. Well, it doesn't. Traumatic experiences are the gateway to self-hate. We need to forgive ourselves and let that hate go, go, go. I've hated myself and I've beat myself up before because of things I've done or how I've been in the past. I just had to accept it and move on. And you should too. Remember, patience is the key. Well, I hope this helped you today, and I hope life gives you that full body namaste, because there is nothing like that. Until next time, this is Larry. Bye.